Good morning and welcome back to Kind of Crazy and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. There's a few technical problems as we socially distance. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer XPA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in condominium and plan development law, and his firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and is available for appointment in Tallahassee and Nashville. And we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions, no matter where you are in the state. Give us a call right here in the studio, toll free, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Glad we were able to work out those kinks. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and join our email list. I'll say it again, now more important than ever. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our seminars we continue to do, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a whole lot more. We do a blog every single Monday morning. I guess it's about 10 years now at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, we learned we can have meetings with technology, so is it time for a new law? You know, board members, Karen, have always been able to appear at these meetings with technology. Board member can't make it, right? They can always appear by phone. They can always appear by Skype or Zoom, something like that. Unit owners don't have those same rights. So maybe now it's time for, well, maybe now we learned it's time for unit owners to have the same opportunity, and we'll discuss that tomorrow morning. Before we get going, I want to wish my niece Emma a happy 13th birthday. I cannot believe she's a teenager. Blowing my mind, actually. And I also April's a wild month. And I also want to thank her for such a great surprise yesterday. We're home, cooped up in the house, knock on the door. Who is it? Little Emma's face with chocolate chip cookies. If that doesn't bring a smile to your face, nothing will. So thank you, sweetheart, and have a wonderful birthday this week. And, of course, we'll do a drive-by to your house just like you did for your cousins, Jamie and Brandon, okay? And other people I want to thank. I want to thank the 117 people who joined me this week online to take the Condo Craze Board Cert and Legal Update class from their home. Fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing. They just keep logging on week after week.
They really do, and it works so well, Karen. We've now done, I think, five of these, and we have another scheduled for this Thursday, the 30th. We're just about sold, and when we sell out the 30th, we'll schedule another. And typically, they sold out right after the show, right after we announced them. I want to say on a personal level, really, to everybody out there, and I hope there's people that are listening now that have actually taken class over the last few weeks. I got to say this. You know, I've been very lucky in my career. I was able to establish my own firm. I've argued in all kinds of courts, even the Florida Supreme Court, drafted laws, done countless seminars in front of audience. I've had this radio show for the past 12 years, write a blog for 10 years. You know, certainly lucky enough to have a very well-rounded career. But I can't tell you, Karen, the personal satisfaction I get teaching this online seminar during this crisis. You know, we have everybody locked into their homes, but they have 500 channels of TV to watch, right? They have access to the internet. But instead, they invite me into their house, and they choose to spend 3 hours with me during a time that's so devastating in their lives for so many people. And if that isn't honoring me, I don't know what is. And after the 3 hours are over and I say goodnight to everybody, I got to tell you, I walk out of here feeling euphoric. I just had such a great time, and I help people take their mind off this craziness for a few hours. And that's a better feeling. Believe me, I mean this with all my heart. That's a better feeling than actually winning a case. So everybody who was taking the class, it's fantastic. Just the fact that, you know, you spend some time and you try to cheer up few hundred people every week. You can't beat that feeling. So everybody who was taking the class, please know, really, I owe each of you a big thank you as well. And if you've taken the class, call in. Let us know what you think. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Certainly does seem like everybody does appreciate it because we hear it on the show all the time. Someone
Yeah.
said you were like God to
Right.
her.
Last week was, or it was maybe going too far. But typically that night, and certainly by the morning, like dozens of emails come in thanking me for my time, saying how much they loved it and thanking me really for taking their minds off their problems for a few hours. And really, from the bottom of my heart, if I don't accomplish another thing in this profession, these nights spent with everybody, really, I mean this, will be a highlight of my legal career.
So you found purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely
Awesome.
say that. And, you know, bottom line is
Wow,
they
that's
get
so cool.
certified. Yeah, they get certified like everybody else, and I send them their certificates. They're very anxious to get it, like immediately after the seminar's over. Where's my certificate?
Right.
I'm like, hey, we got hundreds of you to respond to. Take it easy. But, you know, now I certainly don't want to catch them getting certified by signing that dumb affidavit. So if you want to take the class online, again, we got a couple spots left for the 30th. Just go to condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. You can join our email list. We'll send you out announcements. Or call the office and say you want to sign up, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. All right, back to the topic, of course, that's on everybody's mind. So we had a kind of a mixed bag of news on the coronavirus this week, right? Based upon testing in Miami-Dade, it appears that about 6%, at least in Miami-Dade, 6% of the population may have already had the coronavirus. And that translates into, get this, hundreds of thousands of people that might have already had this. So what do we know? We know that the virus is certainly more contagious than we thought. But the flip side, no question, far, far less deadly than we thought. And in actuality, the death toll is not something like 3, 4, 5%. It's something like 0.1%. That's the death toll here.
Yeah. It was like an overwhelming majority of people who unfortunately did die all had a significant existing medical condition or they were in a nursing home.
Right. Exactly. And about three quarters of the people who died are age 65 or over. So I'm going to say it again. You know, the coronavirus, now we know, it kills about 1% of the people that it infects, apparently, not 3, 4, or 5%. And three quarters of the 0.1% are 65 and over. And the other 0.25% overwhelmingly had significant pre-existing health conditions. So maybe shutting down society completely. Maybe we needed to tell the people that are 65 and over and people with pre-existing conditions, listen, you guys have to stay home. You have to protect yourself. The rest of us will do all we can to make sure we bring you food, we bring you medicine, whatever you need will be there for you. And maybe that's where the government resources should have gone instead of writing endless checks and causing massive unemployment, destroying hundreds of thousands of businesses and lives, increasing depression, alcoholism, suicide, and, of course, ringing up trillions of dollars in debt. Maybe we looked at this thing the wrong way, quite frankly.
If we didn't do it, would we have millions of deaths? You were talking about Sweden, and perhaps
let's
that may
look
not
at
have
Sweden,
happened.
Right? There was an article in the paper yesterday about Sweden. So Sweden decided, and I was there about a year ago, Sweden to ignore this completely. You know, they never shut down their schools for one day. Go look at their numbers. No worse than anybody else's, that's for sure. But how did Sweden come out ahead of everybody, in a sense? They didn't destroy their economy. They didn't create massive unemployment. And the best part about it, they created some herd immunity. About 60% of the population in Sweden now, in about a week or two, are going to be completely immune from the coronavirus. Think about that.
Yeah, that
so
means
who handled
you
it
have to get
better?
at least 80 to 85 people who've had the disease and now are protected against it. And now it won't spread.
Right, exactly. And that's what's happening there. They have, again,
Wow.
something called herd immunity. So, again, you know, I think they did it right, quite frankly. But let's do this. Love to call in. I want to talk about the coronavirus. We'll certainly talk about that. Certainly take questions and comments on condo and HOA law and anything else you got on your mind. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the associates about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video internet service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo, and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204, 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. He specializes in community association law. If you have a question for him, free advice about anything condo or HOA, give us a call toll free in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Eric.
All right, let's go to the phones. How about Linda in Delray? How are you, Linda?
A father who rented a unit in our building about 4 years ago with a son. So now the son is 19. The father is nowhere to be found. They say that, you know, he is in some country and he can't get back because of the corona. The son is on the lease. His name is on the lease. But his son has moved in all of his friends. And so we started asking him about it. And then as an owner, you have 60 days in our building where you can have a guest without being screened or, you know, having a parking pass. You get a temporary one. So I checked the lease, and our bylaws are for the owners, and the lease says if anyone is not on the lease occupies the unit for a maximum or more than 15 days or without prior written consent of the owner, the lease will be voided, you know, null and voided, canceled.
Right.
So I don't know what to do. We can't get a hold of the owner because he's avoiding us because there's a waiting list. He probably doesn't want to leave his place.
Right.
And the father is not responding to emails. I mean, this is the management company that's going through the normal channels of contacting these people.
Right. So, Linda, a couple things. In reality, number one, I will tell you this. So this kid is living there how many years already now?
I think he's living there about 3 years.
Okay, and 3 years.
He became an adult a year and a half ago. And
okay.
His name is on the lease.
His name is on the lease. So if his name is on...
Just just as an occupant, you know, not as a legal phenomenon. It's just a one occupant's name, it's his name.
All right, so if his name is on the lease, what's your basis for thinking that you have the right to kick him out? Is it approved by the board?
No, we don't want to kick him out. He's got all these people that are living there that are guests that are not being screened. And
okay.
We have a 60-day thing.
Okay, so the son has people.
Not on the lease.
Okay. Linda, hold up. So the people that he's bringing in that he's allowing to stay in excess of 60 days?
Yeah, they've been there a while now. They all have cars. I think there's a total of four of them.
Okay, so all right. So it's possible that he's renting out rooms. Okay. All right, so yes, and then he clearly could be in violation of the declaration of condominium. So what you want to do is actually ask him about it. Why not schedule a meeting, ask him to come in front of a meeting with the board, or send him an attorney's letter saying that there are unapproved occupants. Have you done that? Have you gone through counsel? And had counsel write to him and him
no, we,
and
we
his father?
That
well, that's your next step, right? He's not going to get out of the unit simply by calling a radio show. You got to let him know. You got to send him a letter from a law firm saying, hey, you're violating the declaration of condominium, the occupancy rules. There are people that are staying in excess of the limits that are placed upon guests. They were never screened, approved according to the requirements of the declaration. And if you don't go through this, we're going to take action against you. And, yeah, you can potentially do fines
and,
as well.
The owner, you send one to the owner as well because he's
100%.
Avoiding us too.
100%.
Because he doesn't want to lose his tenant and he's not cooperating either.
Yes, you have to absolutely put the owner on notification as well. And by the way, this is the type of case where if it winds up with something more than attorney's letter, it cannot go to arbitration. Why? Arbitrators don't have jurisdiction in the state of Florida to kick people out of homes. So this is the type of case that's one of the exceptions to the arbitration rule, and you'd have to actually go straight to court. Thanks for the call, Linda. How about we go to Celine in Miami? How are you, Celine?
Good. Hi, Karen. Hi, Eric. This is our Sunday appointment. I have always questions for you guys. I'm the vice president of my condo association since December 2019, and I discovered that the president didn't disclose a conflict of interest because her son is renting a unit here who belong to the bank, so it's, they rented to him for $900 when the lowest rent here go for $2,000. So the fact that she didn't disclose it on the code of ethics that we signed, the seven board member in December when we got elected, is there something I can do? Because this board is really out of hand.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily a conflict of interest at all.
It's not
the bottom
a
line is,
conflict
hold on.
Of interest.
The bank owns this unit, right? You're saying it's bank-owned, right? And the bank found a renter, and the bank thinks that this is the amount of rent that's the affair. So they're getting $900.
No,
now,
but it's
hold
up. It's not the bank who fight the renter. It's the son of the president.
I understand.
So
but
they didn't even display the information that there's a unit for rent for a cheap amount of money just to cover the maintenance.
Yeah.
They used this information that they have because she was in the board for the two last year, but I wasn't. She used this information to put her son, and she didn't, nothing is in the minutes, and she didn't disclose this
Celine, who owns the unit? Who owns the unit?
Sir?
Who owns the unit?
The unit, I think, is the bank. It was an estate, but
okay.
For many years.
All right,
and
so,
I think it's a bank.
All right, put her on hold. Put her on hold, please, because we're talking over each other, okay? So this is not, in my opinion, a conflict of interest. It would be different. I want everybody to understand the difference here. If the association owned this unit, right, the association owned it, and the president said, hey, put my son at a reduced rate, and the association's going to charge him, you know, half the amount of rent that they should, and the board had to vote on that, and she participated in that vote in favor of providing her son with cheap rent, that would clearly be a conflict of interest, right? And that would be something that potentially the board members right now would be able to remove her from the board. It always was the law in Florida that board members cannot remove other board members from the board. Well, guess what? Now the law is different. Board members can remove other board members from the board if there's a failure to disclose a conflict of interest. But here, I just don't hear the conflict of interest. The bank owns this unit. The bank went out and got a renter. The bank is the one that's the rent. The bank thinks, apparently, that the rent that they receive every month is fair. Where is the conflict? I don't get it. So, Celine, on this one, we don't agree. How about we go to Steve in Hudson? Is that right?
How are you, Steve? Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Karen. How you all doing
today? Hey, where's Hudson?
Hudson's by Newport Richey.
Oh, okay. Now I know, because I know there's a Hudson. All right. How can we help you, Steve?
Well, I have a question. I attended the very first online meeting that you had back in March. It was March 26th.
That's right.
And I have a certificate yet.
Okay, so just send us an email. You couldn't have called and just said that. You had to do that on the air. No problem. Send me an email. You know, listen, we have hundreds. This is like the PPP loan application Small Business Administration process. That's how many applications we have for certificates. So just send us an email, and we promise to get it to you, Steve, okay?
Is there any way that you can acknowledge that person was on the whole conference?
They
completed it?
I'll tell you, it's amazing. So at the end of the seminar, we get like an actual printout camera, only showing who was on and how they logged on, whether it was by computer. We even get the location that they were logging in from. So I can tell you, this past Thursday night, we were getting people from several different countries, never mind several different cities. We were getting people from Canada, I believe a country in South America. It was amazing. And all over the United States, people were logging in from. It was incredible. I guess a lot of people are not here in Florida during this time, and they're, you know, at their homes in the northern part of the country. We had people from all over New York, New Jersey. It was wild, wild. So, Steve, what did you think about the course?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I learned so much, and even listening to your show, I learned so much every week. Listening to you, do a fantastic job, I got to tell you.
Much appreciated, Steve. Did you have a question or just that comment?
No, just that, because it's been like a month, so that was really about it.
give us a call or an email. I promise to get it right out to you, okay?
Okay, we'll do it.
Thanks for the call,
much.
Steve. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break, everybody. Keep the calls coming in, 877-850-8585, 877-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm joined by attorney Eric Glazer, who is board certified in community association law. He is here to answer all your questions about your HOA. Give us a call in the studio. Sharina will answer. The number is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, back to the phones. How about Rob in Jupiter? How are you, Rob?
Hi, how you doing, Eric and Karen? I just want to tell you thanks very much for everything you do because it's really great community service to everyone and really informative.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And the classes are really good, too.
Thank you so much. Well, so, did you take it? Did you actually take the class?
I noticed in one of the emails that you sent out you mentioned there were some new laws or regulations passed by the Florida legislature about service and emotional support animals.
Yes.
So I wondered if you could review how it
Yeah, we will certainly try. Absolutely. It's not a topic that we that I want to start and stop. So I think how we'll do this is maybe the start of next show, right? Talk about something else other than the coronavirus and stuff like that. And we'll deal with that from scratch because that's something we got to spend some time on. So the Florida legislature, yes, made it pretty clear the definition of a service animal, emotional support animal, the things that associations can and cannot ask for when somebody wants to have an emotional support animal. Made it clear that service animals can only be dogs or small horses, right? Because service animal requires training, unlike an emotional support animal, which doesn't. So the legislature believes that only dogs and small horses are actually capable of being trained, right? So that's the only thing that could be a service animal, whereas, as we know, Karen, and an emotional support animal could be just about anything. And that's why seeing emotional support pigs, peacocks, alligators, crocodiles, squirrels, whatever the hell you want. as your emotional animal, you know, that could be an emotional support animal. So the law was kind of clarified in that regard. And I will tell you, and this is something I'm pretty happy about, Rob, is that for the first time, and I said this is where this law, the laws needed to go, doctors who now lie and write these letters for their patient based upon, you know, not having any personal knowledge, guess what? They can face discipline by the Florida Board of Mail. Okay? And, of course, so can the person who submits a fake letter saying that they are entitled to a service or emotional support animal. So those are, you know, we kind of outlined what some of those changes are. Next week we'll discuss them in depth a little further. Okay? But thanks for the call, Rob. Much appreciated. How about we go to Julia in Hollandale?
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Karen.
How are you doing?
Hi. My question is on the topic you covered many times before. I'm wondering if things have changed. This has to do with email communications among the board members and the management company. Is that a public record, or is that something that the owners have access to? If the email goes between specific board members as opposed to the entire board, is there any difference on those emails?
Okay, so good question. So let's discuss emails. It's a pretty interesting topic. So, and pretty lengthy topic. We can talk about this for a while. But to make a long story short, the law was changed to say board members, you can communicate with each other by email, but you can't vote by email. So what does that mean? Let's say today is Sunday and there's a board meeting scheduled for this coming Wednesday night, right? And the purpose of Wednesday night's meeting, one other thing on the agenda is, are we going to hire Joe the landscaper, okay? Are we going to hire Joe's company to do the landscaping in the community? Between now and Wednesday night, the board members on their own private personal email accounts can email each other all day long about whether or not they want to hire Joe on Wednesday night, okay? And none of those emails are official records of the association as long as those emails stay on the personal private email accounts of those board members. In other words, Jane Smith is on the board. If Jane has her own email, janesmith@aol.com, for example, if the emails only in those accounts, their personal accounts, it is not an official record. Okay. So, and the unit owners can't see it. Now, the board can, by the way, email each other all day long about whether or not they want to hire Joe at the Wednesday night meeting. But let's say they send emails to each other and say, okay, everybody agree, Joe is hired? Great, by email. Was Joe hired? Absolutely not. The only way Joe gets hired is when that vote occurs at a properly noticed board meeting. So now let me answer your question a little more directly. What about when the manager is now part of that email chain, right? The manager is included in the email, or there's an email address in there that was set up specifically for the purpose of association emails. Well, now it's no longer on private email accounts only of the board members. They do become an official record of the association. Okay, I want to stay on this topic for a little bit because just to show you how silly some of it is. So everybody knows that on this show that we've talked about many times about the importance of making sure that your meetings are properly noticed and that the unit owners have the right to attend, right? Millions of you spoke about that. And I've always said on this show that if the board members are going to get together and talk shop, they're going to talk about the association, discuss the association business, if a quorum of them get together, no question about it, it is a meeting. It should have been properly noticed, and the unit owners have a right to attend, right? So let's show you how little silly the new law is. So everybody would agree if I said tonight, the five board members get together, and they go down to the board meeting room that they normally hold their meetings in, right? And they sit down next to each other, and, of course, they're wearing their masks, and they discuss board business. Is it a meeting? Of course it is, right? All five sitting next to each other basically discussing business. No question, it's a meeting, should have been noticed. Everybody would agree with that. Tomorrow night, however, they do it a little differently. Tomorrow night, they come down to the same board meeting room. They, instead of discussing things, they each of them bring their laptop computers. And instead of verbally talking to each other, they communicate the exact same, but by email. Believe it or not, suddenly they're not having a meeting at all.
Really?
And you can't even get copies of those emails. Strange thing for the law. Kind of bizarre, isn't it? But that's the way the law currently reads. Now, board members, what I want to say, one more important thing, is that I just, those official records, if they only wind up on your personal email accounts, right, then unit owners can't get them via an official request for records, right? No, those are not official records. But before you get happy about it, and before now you say, wow, I have immunity, I can send out any scathing email I want, think again. Now, just because those emails are not official records of the association doesn't mean that I can't subpoena those emails if I'm involved in a lawsuit. I can subpoena those records, and yeah, the odds are I'm going to get them from you if I serve you. So I can't be, can't be more careful enough that think before you hit send on an email, think about the fact that that email may one day be passed around by others. It may certainly be in the hands of the person that you definitely didn't want to see it, and it certainly could be in the hands of a judge. So even though it's not an official record, again, doesn't mean that others can't see it with a court subpoena. And I hope that answers your question, Julia. We got to take our final break of the hour, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Major restoration or renovation project, know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to do the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view the 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's Pipe.com.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net. Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal cleaning company in the United States and an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
The final segment of Condo Craze in 8 Ways. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. He's board certified in community association law. A lot of you people locked in your condo in HOA, you have some questions about it, and you can get some free advice right here on a toll-free line, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
And along those lines, how about we go to Diana in Deerfield Beach? How are you, Diana? Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. Carl is in St. Petersburg, right? How are you, Carl?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Okay. Calling from St. Petersburg, Russia or Florida? It's a joke.
No, not that far away. Just on the other side of the state.
How can we help, Carl? How are you?
I have a question. I'm in a HOA. I'm sorry. I'm in a condo. And we have some repairs that we need to have made. And with this virus, the board doesn't want to get together and have a meeting. They say, you know, it's just not safe. We don't want to subject any of the owners if they want to attend to have them, you know, have the board go and vote on care items that that have been deemed emergency repairs.
Right.
My question is, how would we be able to get around this, get those repairs if we can't meet or board doesn't want to meet?
Okay. Well, again, the statute allows boards to actually, how? By telephone. By speakerphone, by Skype, by Zoom, by GoToMeeting, we can do this as long as there's a central location where you can call a meeting. So in other words, let's say you typically have your house, right? The statute would say, okay, we're going to have the meeting this Wednesday night to actually discuss and vote upon repairs. Now, as long as you have a place where people can actually go, and of course, you know, a lot of people may not show up right now, but as long as you get a quorum of the board members to appear at meeting in a speakerphone, by way of speakerphone, through the technology that we're using for like the seminars now, and you get a quorum on that phone call, and the unit owners can hear the board members, and the board members can hear the unit owners, you got yourself a meeting. So there would be no problem, okay. let's say you had three bids, right, from various different contractors. And all the bids were sent to the board members in advance. So the board members had the opportunity to review these bids in advance of this meeting that we're going to hold Wednesday night. At that meeting, all the board members call in, right? There's still a central location for the people to show up if they wanted to. And I can tell you this, I'm going to try to draft legislation this year, that would allow the unit owners themselves to also dial in with this technology and show up to board meetings that way. But if the board, you get a quorum of board members in attendance, even by speakerphone, they don't have to meet in person. Absolutely not. They can vote on these repairs immediately. Again, how? By telephone, by speakerphone, by through the use of this technology. Now, what type of repairs are we talking about?
Trash chute. Some of them are rusted, so you've got food and whatnot, you know, collecting in the ground, so there's health issues. Obviously, there's a fire issue as well.
Okay,
if the board has already looked at and selected which company they want to go with, then the meeting simply is just to adopt and accept the proposal, correct?
About as easy as it can be, right? You have it on the agenda to vote on that specific proposal. You get a quorum of board members in attendance at that meeting. But remember, you have to have a location where that unit owners are allowed to go to, and they need speakerphone set up there so that unit owners would have the opportunity to hear the board members, and the board members would have the opportunity to hear them. But any of the board members have a right to appear that way through technology, and you can have a three-minute meeting. And at that three-minute meeting, vote to make these repairs, adjourn the meeting after, and that's the end of it. Done. And you just voted to take care of a very serious situation in your community to make a necessary repair without having to wait. Now, I can tell you, I wouldn't want to wait. When a situation presents itself that is a safety and health issue, don't wait. Because, you know, I teach this all the time at the seminar. If it's a safety and health issue and it's ignored by the board, there's a potential that it can come back on the board members in their individual capacity. So that's not what you want happening.
When you say don't wait, are you saying just you need to just get the fix or
do your due diligence? You do your due diligence. You get some opinions from people who can fix these things, and you go with the vendor that is going to do the best job for you. Yes, don't wait. Don't sit on it, especially where it's a situation that it can present a health and safety issue. There's no excuse. Just because we're in this kind of lockdown mode, it's certainly not an excuse to avoid safety and health issues. Absolutely not. I could argue with the other way. I could argue that if there ever was a time to make sure that we don't increase the potential for having a dirty, unclean community, now's the time to do it. You want to make sure that those types of things are taken care of immediately. Okay?
Okay.
Eric,
thank you so much.
Good luck, Carl. Okay, thank you. All right, how about we go to Michael in Boynton Beach. How are you, Mike?
Good morning. How are you, Eric?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We have a lot of money in our coffers from rental security deposits. Renters never claimed, nor did the management company or the board attempt to reach the renters to disclose the money that's available to them to recoup.
Right.
It's my understanding that the money, if not claimed, it really belongs to the state at this point.
Well, how
my
long?
The question is also, how long are we permitted to keep that money in our coffers before notifying the state?
Well, I don't know if you have to notify the state. I'm not sure about that. But these, just so everybody knows what we're talking about. So the law allows the associations, condo associations, I believe the HOAs as well, to ask for security deposits if it's allowed in your statute, if you're allowed in your governing documents, meaning that a tenant moves in and you can say, okay, I want 1 month's rent to be put up with the association so that if the tenant does create some damage to the community, we can go after that security deposit. Right. And it's supposed to be treated, if you read the statute, the same way a landlord and tenant would treat their security deposit. So what does the law basically read? Within, I think, 15 days, if I'm right, within 15 days of the tenant vacating, the law would require the landlord, and in this case here it would be the association, a claim on that security deposit. Meaning that, okay, $1,000, you've caused $600 damage to the common elements, therefore we're keeping $600, we're returning $400 to you. So just so everybody knows what we're talking about. Now, if the association didn't make a claim on that money, right, technically that money has to go back to the unit owners, right? Go back. You've waived your right to make a claim, not to the unit owners, to the lessee who put up that security deposit. And a lot of associations don't. And what's more interesting to me, Mike, I'm amazed at how many tenants forget to ask for the money back. I'm amazed by that.
Indeed.
So, yeah, your call actually is very common, right? So the question is, okay, your association is now sitting there with all this money, right? And what should they be doing with it? I don't know if they have an obligation to return it anymore at this point after the statute of limitations has expired. So the question is, how long have you held it? Is the association holding it in excess of 5 years?
In some cases, yes.
Okay. I think when it comes to that money, the association probably doesn't have to return it, because even if they were sued
not
for
even
it,
to the state, it was my
no,
understanding
I don't think
that
so.
That money becomes the custodian of the state. The state's money.
I don't think so. I think the association could have been sued for it, but the statute of limitations was blown, so I don't think the association has to give it back. Someone would have to show
We would have to look into that further, because it's a significant amount of money that we would love to recoup and keep in our coffers.
Thank you very much for answering that,
Eric.
Okay, thank you. All right, I wish you good luck. Yeah, once that statute of limitations is gone, I don't think the association has any obligation whatsoever to give it to the state, but that's this attorney's opinion. How about we go to George and Estero real quick, George?
Eric, good morning. At the first meeting after a board is elected, when the board gets together to actually elect the officers, is that an open meeting?
Absolutely. Great question, George. So, again, typically what happens, you have the election at the annual meeting. Board members amongst themselves have to decide who's going to be the president, who's going to be the secretary, who's going to be the treasurer. And that is what's called the organizational meeting. Now, the organizational meeting, George, is a board meeting, okay, just like any other board meeting, except that this particular board meeting, the board members get to decide, again, who's going to take what officer positions. Now, does it get confusing for some boards? The statute allows the vote that the board members engage in, that private vote among themselves, to be just that, in private if they want to. They can do it not in a back room, but they can do it by secret ballot. Okay? It does not mean that they can go in some back room, and this is something that I'm dealing with for like 30 years. It does not mean that members have a right to go in some back room somewhere and discuss amongst themselves who's going to be the secretary, treasurer, president, etc. It means that the vote amongst themselves can take place by secret written ballot. That's basically what it means, okay? So I hope that answers your question. It is a board meeting like any other meeting.
Just very quickly, who decides whether it's a secret ballot? Like, if one person wants it secret, is that enough to make it secret?
Let's say you have a five. No. I think it would have to be a vote of the members of the board. In other words, 3 out of 5 decide for secret ballot. That's how I've been handling it. Then it would be done by secret ballot. Like any other board resolution.
Thank you again.
Okay. All right. We're getting that signal that time is up. The hour goes so fast. Again, honor and a pleasure to spend another hour with everybody this week. Remember, if you want to sign up for our seminar this Thursday night on the 30th, give our office a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. And, hey, we're still there for you guys. If you need help off the air during the week, give Glazer and Sachs a call. Again, 954-983-1112. 954-983-1112. We wish everybody a healthy and happy week. We're almost out of this thing, everybody. So hang in there. We're almost there. Okay? Take care and be well.
Is your condominium or agent in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-016. That's 305-937-0116 or ergcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is InsureCo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. InsureCo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.